Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just because it comes against you does not mean you just have to throw up your hands and let it incite you and let it torment your heart and your mind. You need to rise up and resist it and say, no, I'm not letting this upset me. I'm not letting this trouble me. I'm not letting my heart be afraid. And with His peace and His help, we can do that. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go with me, please, to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah 53. Now, if you've been with us on all of these previous messages, you might notice that most of what I've said for the past ever how long, we've already said in previous times. Somebody says, well, why do you do that? Why don't you just go on to the new material? Well, there's a reason. There's more than one reason. Number one, we're endeavoring to be led by the Spirit. And if He's prompting us to go over this or to stay on this, that's what you should do. Amen. Right? Yeah. No matter what you think or what you think other people think they'd like for you to do, or you want to be led by Him. That's right. Not by something else. But then also, the principle, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Repetition is necessary. Yes, it is. It's actually much more necessary than most people think, and you particularly run into a challenge of people who think they're really smart. Who think, look, I got that the first time you said it. I doubt it. I doubt it. Just because you can repeat it back don't mean you got it. Not at all. Not at all. Because this is not university. All right. Y'all with me? Yes. This is not about the accumulation of knowledge. Yes. Mm-mm. No. The Word of God is not like any other book. Amen. It's not like any other word. It is alive. It's living. The anointed Word of God is alive. It's alive. And because of that, when something's alive, you look at it today and you'll see one thing, and you look at it a year from now, it's alive. You're going to see all kind of the things you didn't see because it's living.
Amen.
And one of the best ways you can tell if you're getting it or not is your excitement level, your joy. If you hear it and you go, yeah, right, I know that. That ain't it.
No.
You don't got it. I know that's not good English, but are you with me or not?
Yeah.
No, no. Anybody that's been around the things of the Lord very long, has it happened to you that you read something, heard it preached, read it, talked about it, read it, yeah. After year, after year, and 20 years later, on the 342nd time, you went, what?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Whoa. Is that's what that means? Yeah. Glory to God. I never said, I must have heard that preached 50 times. That's what that means? Glory to God.
That's right. Amen.
Now you're starting to get it. It's not about just making a bunch of noise. The reason why you would get excited is because something has happened not just in your head. Something has happened in here.
Yes.
It's the quickening of the word. And when it's alive in you, it's akin to an electric shock. I mean, it's quickening. It's life. Quickens. So please don't just make it mental. And don't assume that you got it because you can quote some definitions or rattle off some verses. It's not mental. It's not mental. It's spiritual. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Anybody got any verses marked in Isaiah 53? Oh, if you don't, you need to do some more hearing until you get zapped and stirred up about it. Let's begin reading in verse 3. Isaiah 53, 3. What's happening here? Let me preface it by saying this. It's a big mistake to ignore the Old Testament.
Amen.
A lot of people say, oh, that's all passed away. That's old covenant. That's not for us. That's being ignorant. The writers of the New Testament assume you know the Old Testament. And if you don't know what's happening here, you won't understand what they're talking about a lot of the time in the New. But beside that, is it the Word of God or not?
Yes.
Then it's alive.
Yes.
It's quickening. And what's happened, the prophet Isaiah, all these centuries ago, the Spirit of God let him see into the future. And he saw Jesus. He saw the Master take our place. And he didn't just see it in the flesh. He saw what happened in the Spirit. And he wrote it down. And it is amazing. And you see the recurring thought here is that it wasn't for him. It was for us. Verse 3, he is talking about Jesus. Every one of these verses is talking about Jesus, the Master. He is despised and rejected of men. Was he rejected of men and despised? A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Keep going. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And if you look these words up, there are other places translated in the same King James Bible, sicknesses and pains.
Amen. That's right.
Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, this is better than your head knows. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The NIV said, well, let me keep reading. Verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 7. He was what?
Oppressed.
And he was afflicted. Isn't that what we've been talking about this whole series?
Yes.
About the oppression of the enemy and the affliction which causes the, if you respond incorrectly, the torment, the worry, the anxiety, the pressure. Yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Listen to the NIV on this, verse 5. Let's back up to verse 5. And this is the NIV. He was pierced for our transgressions. Centuries before Jesus hung on the cross, this was seen and written.
Yes.
It's amazing how accurate. Perfect. He was crushed for our iniquities. Now notice this next phrase. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. When he says, my peace I give you, it's redemptive language. because He also gave us His righteousness. Didn't He? He gave us His holiness. He gave us His mind. We have the mind of Christ. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Jesus redeemed us completely. He went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body. And He redeemed us, spirit, soul, and body. Do you believe it or not? We don't have a partial redemption. We have a complete redemption. And everything that happened to Jesus happened for a specific reason. Nothing happened by accident or just because somebody decided to do that. We're going to look at some of them. Are you with me? Everything He did that happened to Him, everything He allowed to happen to Him. How many knows there's several areas He's covering here? Can you see that? Back up to verse 3. Go to verse 4 for time's sake. He took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows. Look at verse 5. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. This is covering different areas. Can you see that, friends? I want you to say this out loud. The punishment that brought me peace
was on Him.
What was on Him? Now that's another word for chastisement. Chastisement. Now the word chastise, we don't use that word all that much today. We would probably use the word whipping or beating. It means to inflict punishment on. It means to whip or to beat with blows, like with a stick or a reed. Something hard, we'd say a stick or a rod, being beat with it. So the beating brought us peace. And the stripes brought us healing. We have to watch about just lumping all this together and not seeing what was covered. These are not resulting in the same thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.